From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Air Force Academy has spent much of the last year under the cloud of a sexual assault scandal. The military says that for years, Academy leaders tolerated rapes and sexual harassment at the school in Colorado, which trains future Air Force officers. A new regime at the Academy has promised to restore its reputation. But as NPR's Jeff Brady reports, critics are skeptical.
When Air Force Academy Superintendent John Rosa talks about changing the school, he sounds more like a treatment counselor than a military man.
The first part of getting better and moving on is admitting that you have a problem. We have a climate and a culture that allowed sexual harassment and continued to this day. We're not over that yet. We're working on it.
Rosa was brought in after the scandal broke last January. He surveyed cadets and found 60% of them, men and women, had been sexually harassed. His plan to solve that problem seems relatively simple.
You change behavior, and over time, changed behavior will change a culture.
Rosa admits changing that behavior won't be easy because it's so closely entwined with the culture's long-standing and proudly guarded traditions. A bugle played over loudspeakers announces that it's time for classes to begin. This is when you can see one of the more obvious traditions of a strictly enforced hierarchy. Upperclassmen walk along the sprawling plaza at whatever pace and route they wish, but the freshmen, they're forced to jog on foot-wide marble strips far on the outskirts of the plaza. If a freshman strays from the marble, a senior cadet will discipline him or her. This is the way life has been for as long as anyone can remember. Academy leaders say such traditions mold independent young people into the kind of team players the Air Force needs. But senior cadets have been known to abuse their power. And Superintendent Rosa believes that helped create a culture that tolerated assaults and harassment. Now he's examining each of these traditions and weeding out those that could lead to abuse. Cadets will be expected to go along with the changes, even though not everyone believes they're necessary.
The only thing I've said from the beginning is, this is the world. We live in the world. And the world will have rapes in it.
Junior Angela Sullivan thinks the whole thing has been blown out of proportion. And despite the revelations about sexual assaults and harassment, she defends the school.
I'm in the safest place I've ever been in my life, here. And I'm never afraid. Never in my life have I ever been afraid here in the last 3 years I've been here.
Former cadet Sue Archibald was afraid. She attended the academy in the mid-1980s and says she was raped by a chaplain there. He was discharged. The Air Force won't say whether he was disciplined. Archibald says women at the academy have learned not to report assaults and harassment to protect the school's reputation.
Even though the academy is, characterized by integrity and honesty and values, the overriding philosophy is to protect the institution. So as long as that philosophy is in place, it's really hard to get justice, and I don't know that it'll be changing much in the near future.
Academy critics say for change to happen, the Air Force needs to investigate past allegations and prosecute offenders, even if they're now high-ranking officers in the military. Dorothy Mackey heads STAMP, which stands for Survivors Take Action Against Abuse by Military Personnel.
If you start prosecuting the generals that were involved in these multiple rapes, just like the Catholic priests, if you go back 50 years, like many of the states are doing, to hold priests accountable and prosecuting them, you will see a rapid stop of this when generals are going to federal prisons.
So far, no top academy leaders have been charged with crimes related to the scandal. There have been charges brought against a number of men in the lower ranks of the Air Force. Some have even been dismissed from the military and are serving time in jail. But even the prosecution of these men is subject to the academy's culture. The trials take place in a military court. Defense lawyer Frank Spinner worries that could make it hard to ensure a fair trial.
You're being prosecuted by your employer, and the jury, the members of the jury, work for that same employer. And the convening authority, who works for the chief of staff of the Air Force as well as the secretary of the Air Force. So that complicates these matters more so than you would see in a civilian criminal proceeding.
The Air Force stands by its system of justice. Academy leaders also say they're making progress at the school. They've implemented about two-thirds of the changes recommended by a review panel. Still, problems persist. Authorities are investigating at least two alleged rapes and several more assaults, all of which allegedly occurred after the scandal broke last January. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.